You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker
and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WTFN, The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile
that,
for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
All right, we got a second round pick for the Lions tonight. It is Alan Lee. In fact, has been taken.
All right.
Now, Kyle Van Noy from Brigham Young, the linebacker, was taken in the second round after the trade with Seattle. So Van Noy and Ebron are your two picks so far. The Lions have the third round pick coming, but that might not get that won't happen by the time we're on. Start of the three-game series at Comerica. No score in the fourth. Twins and Tigers. Kyle Gibson, Minnesota, and JV for the Tigers. So a long way to go there tonight at Comerica. College baseball in Ann Arbor. Final Big Ten weekend. Michigan trails Ohio State 1-0 now in the eighth inning. Spartans will host Nebraska tomorrow. Oakland U rained out today. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow with Milwaukee at 1.
Mark, you know Phil Hughes is pitching for Minnesota, right?
What did I say?
Phil
Hughes. Kyle Gibson's pitching tomorrow.
Right.
Max Scherzer and Gibson tomorrow.
Right. Yes. Phil Hughes.
And then Sammy Deduno on Sunday against Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray's next appearance. Stanley Cup, Local Scores First Sports Night with Parker Mann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs, East second round, game five. The Rangers are in it to win it now. They're not going to go quietly. It's 4-1 Rangers. It looks like right now there will be a game six, so they won't get out of this thing in five in the second period. NBA playoffs, early on, 15-15, tie game. It's going to be like that all night. You can tell with the Pacers and Wizards in D.C. for game three. OKC at Staples against the Clippers tonight at 10:30. That series tied at 1. Baseball American League, Angels in Toronto, tied at 2 in the 5th. Baltimore leads Houston 2-1 in the 5th. No score Cleveland Tampa in the 5th. Texas over Boston early 1-0. National League, St. Louis over Pittsburgh 3-2 in the 5th. Troy Tulowitzki's in his 10th homer.
Unbelievable.
He's hitting like .425. Still no hits yet, I believe, for Arenado. So we'll check on him going for a 29-game hitting streak. 2-2, though, is the score at Cincinnati in the 6th. Philly and the Mets 1-1 third. Cubs over Atlanta 1-0 third. On the Mike Olt, O-L-T is his name, Olt, 7th homer of the season. And Martin Keimer has the lead at the PGA Players Championship. Round 2 at Sawgrass by a shot over Jordan Spieth. Phil Mickelson, no cut, thank you. Rory did make it. And in qualifying tonight for tomorrow's 5-Hour Energy 400 at the Kansas Speedway, Kevin Harvick has the poll for tomorrow. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Here he is, if he can get untangled.
There we go. We're good. And our guest.
Alan Lee, Fox 2. You still work there?
Yeah, man. I'm still there.
How the hell did you...
Alan Lee, you've been doing mornings for like 20 years
yeah,
over there. How long has it been?
What
year
there,
did you start there, Alan?
1996.
Wow.
In February. Yeah.
You have not been there 18 years.
Yes, indeed. I got a high school senior now. Going to college next year.
No.
Yeah. That's what I say.
But the best part about Alan Lee is you know
I remember
what?
The kid was born.
Right, exactly.
Sports runs in his blood. We know
yes,
that.
It does.
You used to be a sports guy.
Yeah, I used to be a sports director.
What do you make of the Lions pick? What'd you think when it
You know what?
Down?
I think that the coach, obviously, Caldwell, was at Indianapolis, and I think he learned a lot from Peyton Manning, and he realized that Manning needed a tight end, a guy that could really catch, get him out of tight situations. And I think that maybe last year Stafford looked too much for Megatron. And got caught up in a lot of situations on where the defense was allowed to get to him or it collapsed on him. And I think this is going to be a good option for him. So I think Caldwell is trying to make him a better offensive passer.
So they re-signed Pettigrew to a long-term deal so that
right.
they could go draft her. Is that what it was?
Well,
no, I mean, come on, Alan.
Like, well, listen.
I hear what you're saying.
Listen, why not have as many weapons on the field as you can?
Because
Alan, have you ever heard anybody say you can't have enough tight ends? I've never heard that in the NFL.
You can't have enough tight ends.
But
never.
Listen, but you know what?
You know, Hugh Hefner, said that, but I'm talking about
I've
football.
I've heard coaches say I could do without a tight end in my offense.
Well, you know what? If you have enough good ones and you got to find one that's better, that's like having enough Halle Berry's, isn't it?
That I've heard plenty. And Rob knows because David Justice
oh,
and her.
Oh, my.
You want to talk about a gorgeous
Have you ever
woman.
Seen her in person?
Mm-hmm.
Is she not the... She is
drop dead.
Unbelievable.
Gorgeous. And you know, I tell people all the time, the screen does her no justice
yeah.
for as
no.
pretty
and,
as she
and
is.
And you know what, though? I stood next to Eric Benet at a VIP party in Vegas once. About as close as I'm to you two, Rob. He's a pretty man.
Is he really?
he's a pretty man.
So Al can get us off of Halle Berry.
I know.
I'm just saying. They were a very beautiful couple.
They were
he's
beautiful.
A pretty man.
And yeah. They didn't make a baby together.
No.
What would that baby have been?
That was stupid.
Right? Two pretty
people like that?
Would have
been a double trial.
It would have been a beautiful baby.
Yes, beautiful.
So what are you guys here to see? What are you guys just hanging out in the theater to see our, like, Rio tour or something?
You know what? We had this equipment. We had nothing better to do.
So we opened up the van, took it out, and just set it up here.
See if anybody noticed.
Yeah, I got it.
You know? No, we're back for the first time in 6 years. And so we're seeing what flies.
And you know what, Mark, I'm impressed by? I hear and I see Rob all the time.
Right.
I haven't seen you in a long time, right?
Yes.
You still got the pipes, man.
Thank you, Alan.
You sound great.
He's a professional.
Thank you, Alan Lee. No doubt about it.
No doubt.
I'm telling you, I'm not just saying it because he's – yes, I am. I'm just saying because he's sitting here. I mean, seriously, and Alan knows. It's one of my – I mean, I was there with a couple of years ago before
were.
I left. And
you were.
And he's one of my favorite all-time guys. I remember when he first got there, and that morning show was trying to get cooking.
Right.
This was after Jerry. I think, was Jerry gone already?
No, Hodak? Jerry was there for a little bit.
You were still there with Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry Bonds Hodak. Was still there.
Bonds was there, too.
Yeah.
But this guy really got it going. Channel 2, Fox 2, was the first one to really get a locally produced, well-done morning show. And I've told people this. I don't care what you say about their, whether you like their newscasts. You know, after, everybody loves Huel and Monica. But that morning show is as good as it gets with fun and information. We always talk about fun and informative, right?
But you got about, what is it on for 8 hours, though, right? Is that an 8 hour
show? Is that all? Morning show
oh, my
is
God.
That all?
It's
really?
It's like unbelievable.
Well, you know,
what time do you start
Alan,
in the morning?
When you
4:30?
Have those ratings, you keep adding shows.
There you go.
Okay.
What time do you start? 4:30?
I'm on at 5 a.m.
5. But they have a show that starts before
they
right?
They do. They have a show that starts before me, yeah. I anchored that for about a minute. And then
they were like.
I was just waiting for someone else to get there.
Now do you stop at 9 and then do the news or something?
I do cut-ins for the 9. That's about
is that taped or is that live?
No, everything you see is live.
Live, okay.
Alan remembers this in the old days, though, before we had any morning shows on local television. They were all just cut-ins, you know, for like the Today Show or the Good Morning America.
Right.
And I mean, I worked at stations for years, and the strangest thing to get used to was if you did the 11 o'clock, and you were like me, and you hung around for like 2 hours after.
Right.
People would start coming in.
Right.
We never saw people coming in while you're leaving ever before.
Those were the good old days. I think you could like actually drink on the job, weren't they?
Well, no one knew.
Well, Bill Bonds was there, right? It was an open
bar.
No,
I'm saying that.
Was it an open bar with Billy and Rich?
Listen, right, it was an open bar there.
I'm not giving them that.
With Billy and Rich, it was open bar.
I'm going to honestly say this, even if I'm under oath of office or whatever, of the witness stand, I never witnessed that.
No, I never saw it either. I'm going to be honest with you. After working with Bonds and Fisher for so long, and with Chris Edwards, it was me and Chris and Huel, and I never saw any.
See?
No. But it was a different era. You know that in journalism.
Well, sure.
Because even in the newspaper business, sports writers used to drink it during the game. Mark, you know that in the press box. Those days are frowned upon.
Listen,
you can't have a beer or a drink during a game.
I worked at WMAQ in Chicago. I was on the assignment desk, and we were the first station in the country to do multiple scripts, which we had to tear them off so that there was multiple scripts to be passed.
Color script pack.
They were color-coded.
Yeah.
We were the first station in the country to do that. 10 o'clock news. 10 o'clock news is over. Next thing I know, wheeling down the hallway is a beverage cart.
Like we're on a plane, right?
Food. We were drinking because we were celebrating.
No, remember the palace at that beverage cart, too? We would drink after games and whatnot?
I'll never forget. I was I think I was covering the Knicks. And this is like the era where the drinking at the, you know, at Madison Square Garden, they have a bar in the press area, right? You know, where you eat or whatever. So here we are, these young guys, after we cover the Knicks, and we go to the bar and we get chocolate chip cookies and milk. And there are two older sports guys go, man, this business is going to hell. They just looked at us like, are you kidding?
Alan, I forgot about that. When did you work at MAQ in Chicago?
That was my, now you're telling, make me tell myself. That was my first job back from the Virgin Islands, so that would have been 1985.
Are we talking Jim Ruddle? Was he still at 5 at that time?
I believe so.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jim Ruddle was Jay. No, Jane Pauley was long.
No, it wasn't Jane Pauley. We had Deborah Norville.
Norville was there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ron
Channel
Majors,
5 had
Deborah Norville.
Ron Majors was terrific for years.
Yeah.
I interned there in the 70s. You want me to go back further? Yeah. I was there when Johnny Morris was on as a sports guy.
Right.
Greg Gumbel, the day he had no hair, and then the day he got hair.
Right.
Well, you know how that goes.
I was there when that happened.
Hey, one of the all-time great moments, Greg Gumbel comes into the studio. I'm doing a show with Stoney, and we're doing the old Odd Couple show. And I dared Stoney. I said, I dare you to ask him if he's wearing a toque. This is before he shows up. So he gets in, and Stoney looks, you know, and I just looked at Stoney. He goes, Greg, you know, some people think you're wearing a tube. Is that a piece?
What did Gumbel say?
Sweat starts coming down.
Of course it has to.
And he says, no, that's my hair. I just
Oh, come on.
I couldn't believe Stone
even
asked
Johnny Morris
him.
And Big Al Meltzer were on the floor like cockroaches when Gumbel walked in.
It was
the next
classic.
Day, he didn't have hair on a Tuesday, and he had hair on a Wednesday.
You know what the most surprising thing to me when I did sports, when I finally saw him in person, was Bob Costas.
Of how small he is.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny. I was amazed.
Tiny. You couldn't believe him, right?
I could not believe how.
Sarah would have to go to the camera down here for Bob Costas.
No. Bob is a small, small man.
And slight. Yeah. He's a slight guy, too. He's not big bones.
He's a very nice guy. I'm going to tell you, you know what?
Well, when
he's
you're
a
that
Dustin
small,
Hoffman
you better be
sports.
Nice.
But you know what? We were on, when I was doing Mike and Mike, I was filling in for Golan.
Yeah.
So we're doing Mike and Mike. We get on, and it was something about Barry Bonds and the steroid or whatever. And me and him got into it. Right on the air, and I think
I find that hard to believe.
I know, right?
Rob,
I know.
Get into it with someone.
Who knew?
So Greenberg, I don't think was that happy that you know that I was kind of like going at it with Bob Costas. Bob Costas calls me a few days later, and he says, "Rob, there's some story on the internet that me and you like had some sort of war of words or whatever." He goes, "You don't have any issue with me, do you?" I said, "Absolutely not, Bob. You have?" He said, "No, that was a great debate. I'm cool." I thought that was really nice. Here's a big network guy calling me to say, "Is everything cool?"
Because but he's been a great friend of the show too.
He really, he's been on. We found him on a few times.
Yeah,
that's great. I like Bob.
So just to let you know, when I was there, Jane Pauley, and who was the not Jim Ruttle, but it was the other guy, Floyd Calber.
Yeah, Floyd Calber.
Floyd Calber. Jane Pauley was the news anchor, and Shelley Long did a show called Sorting It Out. It was a half-hour variety show on a Saturday before they ever heard of her nationally.
Oh,
she was the homemaker girl on the commercials. That's who I was there with at the time. Shelley Long, before she ever was on Cheers.
Chicago, you can stay on TV until you're 85.
In that town?
They don't retire. They just hang around. Go station to station.
Oh, yeah. Joel Daly.
Back in the day, they were making a ridiculous amount of money. But
those days are over.
That was the first million-dollar set was Channel 7 when they had Fahey Flynn, Joel Daly, Bill Frink and John Coleman, who started the Weather Channel.
Right.
Just retired, yesterday. I mean, this.
Did he really?
John Coleman just retired from Weather just the other, last week.
I saw that, yeah.
Chuck Gettica told me that he was called for that, to go there when it first started, and he turned it down.
I'm sure.
Hey, what's this show about? I'm confused. This is like an episode of Seinfeld.
This show, it's about nothing.
That's about nothing.
He's waiting for a program.
We're just talking to Alan Lee. We don't need a show. It's about you.
We were doing a draft show.
Wow. Okay.
It's all about you.
Alan, we're so excited about the Lions draft that we got past that business early.
You know, listen. Come on. Give the new guy an opportunity.
We said their second round pick. We're all thrilled. Look at this place. Hey, Van Noy is the Lions pick.
Who?
Oh, look at them. They're going crazy.
Listen, they can't wait
to
get divorced.
They're going out of their mind.
You know what? You want them to go nuts, sell them free popcorn.
Dude, don't even start me on that popcorn.
Mark can't wait to attack the popcorn.
10:01, I'm getting popcorn right there. That's happening.
All right, that's it. We're not going to bother you
anymore. Aren't you a celebrity bartender?
I already done my shift, but I can go back.
I was going to see you.
I love bartending.
Yeah.
I did. I'm serious. I did it in college a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, I love bartending.
What's your favorite drink to make? What was this, in fact?
That's a rum and Coke. That's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
All right. Or I should say just
what's the most exotic drink you can make?
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke is the most exotic.
I don't go in for all that mojito
and all that
crushing this and crushing.
What about sex on the beach?
You know what? I haven't been on vacation in a while.
It's good except for the sand. You know what I'm saying?
What about sex on the beach?
I haven't been on vacation in a while. That's for sure. So you guys are talking to a lot of the A-listers in there?
We got a couple DC came by. We got a couple
other A-listers
in
there.
Who else is in there?
Derek Coleman talks to you guys. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I like DC. DC's
tell them what's happening Monday.
DC's son, DC Jr., is interning with us.
That's right. I just heard that from his mom.
Yeah, he's interning with us. And so is the kid who's going up, the wide receiver going to Michigan from Country Day, Mays.
Yeah.
He's also going to be with us.
You guys got room for one more? My kid needs a job because you know why?
Alan, of course.
Because he's going to break my heart in the fall. I need money.
You want him to sit with us? You think that will help him?
He is breaking the bank.
Where's he going?
USC.
He's going to Troy,
you can't
baby.
Take all that money with you anyway. Spend Alan, some money on your kid.
He's going to Troy.
Yeah, right.
You should be proud he's going to Troy.
I need to be Rob's manservant or something. You give me a butler to make some money.
Hey, Alan, just out of curiosity, Michigan State wasn't good enough for him?
You know what? He wants to be a screenwriter and a movie director.
Oh, does he really?
He had to do what he had to do.
USC's the way to go.
You know what?
Best
that's great.
Country.
That's great.
Yeah, he had to do what he had to do.
As good as it gets.
And you know what? I would tell you the funniest story. We went his sophomore year out the first time in California.
in his junior year, went out for the second time to go visit schools. And each time we went to, like, UCLA, and we went to UCLA, and there was a young lady that Mike Lodish got us a personal tour through the athletic department.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike. And
we know Mike.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we
got a few rings.
They assigned this very lovely young lady to give us a tour. And at the time, my son, you know, he's a sophomore. He's still into video games. Could care less. But she's a gorgeous young lady and very poised, very nice. And I'm just watching. It's a spring day, and I'm, you know, cold back here. And I'm just watching all the lovely co-eds walking around campus. And I'm asking this girl a lot of questions about school. And my wife just slaps me and pulls me back. She goes, listen, just stop. She goes, just stop. You're not going to school here. Your son might be going.
Right.
She goes, you know, stop trying to live vicariously.
Do him.
Because your days are over.
But, Alan, it is difficult when you hit a college campus.
I know.
Like 10 years later, you forgot what it was.
And then, you know what? And then you realize why those professors take that life.
Oh,
I'm serious,
wow.
It's academia.
It's
a great life.
Nothing better than springtime at a college campus,
you know?
Man.
I just hope he goes to USC and actually studies a couple hours a week.
Well, I hope so.
All right, we're kicking you out. Thank you, Alan.
I appreciate it. It's great to see you guys.
Always, you know that.
Alan Lee, Fox 2. Check him on mornings. You know where he is.
Thank you very much.
He's only been here 18 damn years now. Hey, I can't even believe it.
Give the young lady who's the camera operator a raise, will you?
Sarah?
She has a tough job. To put up with you two knuckleheads.
I know. Can you imagine that?
See,
3 hours
Alan's
every night.
Alan's making googly eyes at you.
She needs,
very
she needs
nice.
A raise. She puts up with a lot, I can tell.
All right, Weston, she needs a raise.
All right.
He'll get right on that. Look at her. She's all embarrassed. She's saying, "Don't leave me. Just leave me out of it."
All right, 248-848-1130.
Thank
Thanks, Alan.
Guys.
Appreciate
Sports
it.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann. We're live at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, right here on Main Street. Would you get the number ready? 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. AM 1130. WDFM. The Fan.